And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. In other words, I'm going to walk in the Holy Ghost and in his power and his authority. In other words, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost take charge. It says, but I say, walk habitually in the Holy Ghost. If you read in the King James, that walk in the Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost. We got to walk in him. So that means that he got to direct us. He got to guide us. He got to tell us, no, don't do this today. Do that. Amen. Don't go there today. Do this. That's right. This person coming over your house today, don't let them in.